Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Audio bandwidth for the weekly Daily Gizwiz is provided by the new WinApp for Android, featuring wireless sync and one-click iTunes import. Now with free daily music downloads and full-length CD listening parties. Download it for free at winamp.com/android. Video bandwidth for the weekly Daily Gizwiz is provided by CashFly at CacheFly.com. It's time for the weekly Daily Gizwiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 1361, recorded Saturday, April 14th, 2012. The weekly Daily Gizwiz is brought to you by Vast Conference, the ultimate in professionalism, clarity, and flexibility for your conference calls, all at a low price. For two Vast Conference calls free with no commitment, go to vastconference.com. Use the offer code GIZWIZ. And now, get ready for Dick. Maybe if we don't say anything, he won't. Oh, hi, Dick. How are you? Good to see you.
Leo.
I guess it's time for the daily, weekly thingamajig we do, that show. What was that show we used to do together?
Oh, it used to be called This Week in Weekly Daily Gizwiz iPod Daily Security Now.
Maitre d' of comedy, Mr. Daily Gizwiz himself, Dick DiBartolo. Hello, sir.
Hello. A friend of mine, a fan of the show, Gerald, wrote last week and said, listen to the entire show. My favorite part was the bear.
Well, I guess he wasn't listening because the bear is silent.
The bear is silent.
The bear is silent.
Super fine. How about you?
I as well. I'm good. Enjoying, I'm going to be going to Vegas tomorrow.
For the National Association, the NAB show.
Have you ever gone to that? Because it's kind of like CES for broadcasters.
No, I used to go to, we talked about it earlier, the one where everybody in that produces TV shows for syndication.
NAB-P.
I thought it was the,
NAB-P, oh, that, the NAB-P, National NAB-P, Association of Television Programming Executives, a.k.a. the Sleazebag Show. You've been to that one, yeah.
I've been to the sleaze. Yeah, we were selling a pilot, the Sleazebag Game Show.
NASB, the National Association of Sleazebag Programming Guys.
You know what? We were ahead of our time. That show would sell in about 2 minutes.
I know. It is
on the
now.
Title. We Can could you, sell it yes. on the title.
Oh, Sleazebag? Is it reality? Is it cheap? We got it. We'll take it.
We're in.
We're ordering 15 episodes. We're going to give you the green light. So today, is there a theme, an overarching concept?
Let me look. We could do it's a couple travel gadgets and some new stuff.
Travel's good because, I've just booked a flight to Norway.
Really? But just bored to tears and didn't know what to do?
I said, I don't know. I'm bored to tears. I can't do another podcast. I'm out of here. I'm off to Norway. No, my friend, I have a very good friend, Mikkel Oland, who I think I met him on Call for Help. He's a photographer and he used to come on the show. And he's an inveterate traveler. He brought me to Tasmania for the Lightroom Adventure in Australia. That was a few years ago. Catherine Hall, who does our photo show, was one of the photographers. That's how I met her, in fact. And he was talking to Catherine, and he said, every year there's this big photography festival in Norway called the Northern Light Photo Festival, and they would like you to go and do our photo show there. And I fought and I fought, but finally he talked me into it. So come a week from Sunday, I'm going to be flying to Norway, Catherine and I, and we'll be doing the show, TWiT Photo, there. And the Northern Lights. So that's going to be fun.
Oh, wow.
But that means I've got to get ready. In fact, I've already purchased that Conair travel adapter that you recommended with the USB port.
I have something else you might want to purchase. And let me see the other thing. I have some good stuff.
I need stupid stuff to spend my money on. So why don't we get started with the show?
Okay, well, the first two items are not stupid stuff.
Oh.
Samsung.
Pardonnez-moi. How could I have been
Samsung
so
had a meeting. You know, we had to sign non-disclosure agreements. And Leah, I thought, I know what this is. It's going to be the note for Verizon. It wasn't.
Okay, bummer.
But no, it was okay because they said, "Oh, well, we have no news on that. But do you want to just borrow one for a week or so?"
Oh, good.
So I haven't.
So what
note,
do you think? Have you been playing with it?
Yeah, I love it.
It's
I love
great.
It a lot.
I know. It's that's such a giant screen that I use. It's a 5.3-inch Android phone, and I love it.
But yeah, so but what they introduced the two new gadgets, yeah. The Galaxy Tab 2.
Yes, now, I knew they were going to do that. I have a Tab 1.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So the Tab 2.
Actually, I had it, and some guy from Denmark was visiting, and he asked me, what should I buy? And I said, don't buy anything. Here, take this.
Are you serious?
Well, because I knew the 2 was coming out, and
okay.
I just thought, I felt sorry for him, because he has to live in Denmark, that I just, no, they, you know what, they were so generous. They brought me candy from Denmark, Danish chocolates. They gave me gifts. And then he says, oh, I really need a tablet. So I gave it to him. I couldn't resist.
Wow. Yeah. You realize next week this time there's going to be about 900 people in the audience with candy and suitcases and clothing.
I know. It's crazy. Crazy. I shouldn't have done that.
Anyway, one of the two things they introduced was, so now this is the 7-inch version of the Galaxy Tab.
See, I actually like that size. I have a 7 as well. I like that size.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Very good. So this one is Wi-Fi only. Did yours also have phone service?
No, Wi-Fi only.
Wi-Fi only. Yeah. But the neat thing about this, Leo, the 7-inch model Wi-Fi is going to be $249.
Wow.
Yes. So this is going to make it really difficult for people who are thinking of, you know, buying the Nook or the Fire for $199.
Right.
For $50 more, you can get a tablet that has the full Android market. SD card slot, removable battery, 3/4 pound. I think it's even lighter than the Nook, if I remember what the people there were saying. Then the 10-inch is going to be $400, and the 10-inch is coming out the middle of May. And this pad is pre-order now, and I think it is shipping April 22nd. So this one is still a week or so away. But that was one of their product introductions. The other was, if I just show you this quickly, tell me what you think this is.
It looks like a Galaxy Note.
Well, now they've gone down the other way. So this is a smaller version, but it's not a Galaxy Note. I don't know. I had not even heard of these before. These are the Galaxy Players.
Oh, yeah. So it's not a phone.
No, it's not a phone.
But it's like a Galaxy S2 in it's just a player. Yeah.
Exactly. So it's and the two models again, 4.2-inch model, which is a WVGA screen, which is what this is the littlest one. The 3.6-inch model.
Oh, wow, that's small. Wow.
Yeah.
That's
so,
iPhone.
You know,
size.
This is actually like the iPad Touch. This little guy, USB 2, a Bluetooth 3.0, micro card slot. So it comes with 8 gigabytes of memory, but you can put in up to a 32 gigabyte card slot.
Wow. So that's directly competing with a Touch. How much is it?
Absolutely. The little guy, $149.
Wow. Boy, it's okay. Pretty hard to recommend buying an iPod Touch when you can get this for $100 less.
Yeah, $149.99. Wow. It's going to be exclusively at Best Buy. Actually, this is went on sale right away, and soon
Samsung's
it'll go.
Samsung's killing it. No wonder Apple sued them.
Yeah. Now, yes, exactly.
They're going right after each other.
Brings you a notch closer. I never had a Samsung Tab. I didn't realize that their 7-inch tab uses a 30-pin connector.
Yes, it does. It's not the same one. That's the only frustrating thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And then there's going to be a bigger Galaxy Player, the 4.2. That's going to be pre-ordered on May 4th, and it's going to ship the following week and will be in stores on May 13th. So the bigger version is $200, the 4.2-inch model. So a lot of...
Very competitive.
Yeah, very, very, very competitive. And also the new tabs have built-in IR blaster so that you can use it as a universal remote control also. So very, very aggressive pricing from from Samsung.
Wow.
And also the new Tab 2s ship with ice cream, Android ice cream sandwich.
Really?
Huh. Yes, yes.
Wow. I'm impressed. I am a little disappointed they didn't do a Verizon Galaxy Note. But
Did
she act like, oh, yeah, stay tuned?
You know, they were, I think if I could have gotten one of them off the corner, I would have gotten more info,
right,
but there
right.
were like four of them together. So no one wanted to venture anything to say, this is not about that.
Right,
this is about two other new products, which you'll be very excited about.
There are a lot of people very interested, I think, in that for a Verizon.
Yeah. But, so now you can buy 3.6 inch, 4.6 7-inch, 10-inch, and the 5-inch. The Note is 5-inch. So a lot of amazing stuff from Samsung.
Well, that's a Galaxy stuff from Samsung.
Galaxy stuff, Galaxy Player and Galaxy Tab 2.
And now we take you to Riverside Park.
Yes, for the video of the week, it's self-explanatory.
Dick DiBartolo, Mads Meditz, try to end the GizWiz with this week's weekly daily GizWiz video. I'm here in Riverside Park, famous for its beautiful trees, the marina close by, and over there in the background, through that fence, is a very famous playground. Leo Laporte, Chief Twit,
that's my
This Week in Tech,
that's my playground.
Played in that park at age 3. In the sandbox, he built an entire sand studio and broadcast to any kid who was listening. He's still broadcasting today, 97 years later. So famous was he, they erected a plaque.
That's it.
No, not this plaque. I'm talking about that plaque. Yeah.
Wait a minute, it froze. The video froze. Continue.
Oh, did it really? Yes. I thought you froze it.
No, it stopped you.
Leo Laporte played over that way when he was 3 years old. But I'm here for another reason, not just to pay tribute to Leo, which is in my contract. I have to do it every 3 months. But I'm here because this is something new from Scotty Vest, the Transformer.
Oh, I love that
this
jacket.
This transforms into a car.
It's frozen again. YouTube is just not being nice to me today. Here we go. Let's start.
And no, the Transformer jacket is really neat.
Stepped on your joke. I mean, let's rewind.
Traveling car. And this transforms into a car. And no, the Transformer jacket is really neat. So you are traveling. The sun is coming out. You're getting warmer and warmer. You wish you didn't have on a heavy jacket. So what do? You just pull down on the sleeve, drop this off like that, take this like that.
And then
like
a helicopter comes to pick it up.
Roll it up. Now there are 12 magnets back there. That's why you can actually take this off while you're still wearing the jacket. In here is a special very long pocket. I'll stick it in. I was going to say, I'm not going to do a good job because I don't want to bore you with this, but it goes all the way back in.
Oh, what are they doing over there?
No, there's somebody busy at the YouTube factory.
And then zips closed, and you can put it back on again. So this new jacket has 19 pockets. All the pockets are labeled, and even this pocket here.
This is clever,
too. The eyeglass pocket, and this is very clever. The eyeglass pocket has a diagram of the jacket and where everything goes.
Oh, that's smart.
But the diagram is a glass.
It's a what?
Okay.
It's a what?
The diagram is a glass cleaning cloth.
Oh, let's do
Packet
that again.
And where everything goes, but the diagram is a glass cleaner. So you can use it to clean your eyeglasses. So that's called the Transformer from Scotty Vest. $160, comes in black, gray, and red. and it's available now. So Dick DiBartolo, Maz Mattis, try to end the gizwiz at Leo Laporte Park in Riverside Park. The tribute, it's just overwhelming.
It's a piece
I have tears
of paper
in my eyes.
Taped
really
under the
do.
Rock.
I think it must be the dirt around here. Bye.
You know, I have that jacket, and what you should show, if you could you just put it back on? Because what's cool, okay, so it's got magnets holding the sleeves
on. Right.
Holding the sleeves on, and so you just pull it off. But what's really cool is you want to put it on. It's not complicated to put it back on. You just take that thing out. You put your arm through the sleeve and the arm through the other sleeve, and the magnets just snap into place, and the whole thing's done.
Yes, and what's amazing is it's like the magnets know which magnet
they know
to,
where
go
to go
to.
I don't know how he does this.
And you just hear it go click,
magic.
Click, click, click.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And the sleeves and the bar that goes across the back of the jacket is all one piece.
Yes.
So it is so easy to put on and off. No Velcro, no zippers. It's really very clever.
I'm quite a fan of it. He sent me one as well, Scott did, and I've been wearing it all. I went to the ball game yesterday, the baseball game, because especially in the Bay Area, you always wear layers because the weather's so unpredictable. Sometimes, you know, it starts freezing and then it's warm. And so the idea of being able to kind of just turn a jacket into a vest is quite appealing. It's a great little jacket. I've been very happy about it. Yeah,
well,
don't wear it if you have a pacemaker, though, because it will just pull your heart right out of your
that's
body.
True. That's true. Yeah. That's true. Yeah. And it's 20 pockets. It's 19 additional pockets.
20 total.
It does have it. 20 total. One for the sleeve.
Who's counting?
I know. And there's even a pocket for your iPad. So it's pretty amazing. I had a toaster in one pocket and a portable. Yeah.
Did you get the microwave pocket? Because that's a really
The microwave
great one.
Pocket is great. But, Leo, it won't take one of the 1,500-watt microwaves. I was so disappointed.
750
so I
had to get, maximum. I know.
Yeah, that's it for the microwave.
But it's great for hot pockets.
The blend is good. The blend
is great.
You want
to make hot pockets, you take a hot pocket, you put it in your microwave pocket, and it comes in a cold pocket, comes out a hot pocket out of the pocket. It's really, really nice.
It's really good. And 50 gallons of gas for the boat. So I'm set.
You know what's great? The whole jacket folds up into a pocket.
Yeah, exactly.
And you can stick it in the pocket of another jacket.
Yeah, and then I bought the optional pocket to carry it in.
It's good to have the carrying pocket for the pockets.
Yeah. No, it's good. Yeah. It's good because that way you keep track of the pockets. And then I bought the electronic version of the where to put everything.
What's that?
But I lost it. It's in one of the pockets.
It's exactly. That's kind of the problem.
You know what? That can be a problem. Sometimes I need a pen and I can feel a pen. I know
there's
a pen
one in there. Yeah.
But you don't know. Do I go in from the top up
it's
from the bottom?
It's worse if you've got a phone ringing. It happens to me all the time. There's so many pockets. I put the phone in one of them. It's ringing. I can feel it. I have no how. I can't. So I'll just take the whole jacket and talk into the jacket. You just take.
Well,
that's
that
one of the nice things about the magnets. You just pull the. You just take the whole thing and you just pull it apart, and you're holding a jacket to your ear, but at least you're on the phone.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. You said, let me put you on hold. I have a call in my other pocket.
Exactly. So, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That's why multiple
that's
pockets.
Many, you know,
many times. Many, many times. So that's it. What do they call that?
The Transformer. Scotty Vest. Transformer. Black, okay. Red, gray.
I wish I have the black, and I wish I had the red. That would be
you
cool.
You know what? That is so funny. The same with me. Yeah. I thought,
He doesn't, the guy, Scott Jordan, who runs Scotty Vest, doesn't know how flamboyant you and I are. He thinks we're, you know, kind of calm, sedate business types, and we want to wear the business casual. But no, I want to look like Bozo the Clown.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a lot of his stuff, too. Do you have the Bozo jacket?
I don't. Does it have pockets in the magnets?
Yeah, it's great. Balls fall out of the pockets, and there are penguins and rabbits that fall. Oh, it's just the best. And it comes with a pair of shoes that are like a size 19. You'd love it. I'll get you.
Wonderful.
I'll have Bozo send you some.
Wonderful. Yes. All right. Now we have gadget number three.
Now, gadget number three, I think you're also going to like.
All
because
right.
When you get to the seat on the airplane, out of your carry-on, you want to throw in the seat pocket, everything you want to have with you. And so, you know, you need to have your iPad, and you want your bottle of water, and you want your phone, and you want a pen and paper. Meanwhile, everybody's standing behind you going, you know, this is absolutely ridiculous. So this company, I'll turn around and get it here, came up with something called Amazing Case. So, Leah, this is like a carry version of a Scotty vest. And
does it have pockets and magnets?
It doesn't have magnets.
No?
It's Cabu Travel, CABEAU travel.com. And there are a lot of neat features about this jacket. There's one pocket, and according to their press release, 85% of people who travel with an iPad
need
also
a
take a computer. Take a computer with
really?
Them.
They take how many? 98% take a computer.
They said 85% of iPad users who travel also take a computer.
Well, actually, that's
me.
So,
are you 85% of the traveling?
I am 85% of the traveling. Oh. So, okay, I see they have a lumpy pillow.
No. You need Amazing Case.
The Amazing Case.
Case.
And this is another one of those things that hangs over the seat.
Yes, it can hang over the seat. It can. Oh, there. Okay. So there's Amazing Case.
I'm showing it on the video for those of you watching video.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay. It has a little pocket you pull out, and it's iPad size, so you can hang it over the snack tray, and then you'll be looking directly into the iPad to watch movies or read ebooks.
Uh-huh.
You can also do the same in the back of the car, so the kids can watch videos while you travel. There's a pocket for the phone, pens, business cards. It is really neat. Then it comes with a shoulder strap, so you can just use it as your carry-on if you want to prepack everything.
Oh, I want this.
Yeah, this is really neat. It is $60.
Okay.
And it is very clever. Now, they call it premium DuraSynth leather.
Because
now, it's not bad looking.
It's plastic, in other words.
It's plastic.
Okay.
Yes, yes, exactly. So
okay.
I finally
just
found the label.
Clear about that.
It's 100% polyurethane.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, or AKA DuraSepthin something.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, what do you think? Should I order this? By the way, it comes in any color you want but black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As long as it's black. You know, Leo, I think this is pretty neat to tell you the truth.
This would be useful, I think, for my oh, dag nabbit.
Is it sold out?
Item is sold out and on back order. Ordering now will guarantee delivery within 8 to 12 weeks.
What? When are you going away?
It says they're not going to be available to the holiday season. What holiday are they talking about?
What?
Credit card will be processed
if
upon...
You know, just
this
type
is a
Amazing
joke
Case.
Site.
Maybe it's available elsewhere.
It's Cabo, CABEAU, The Evolution of Travel.
Yeah, but I mean, just type Amazing Case and see if...
Maybe somebody else has it.
I was just going to say, you know, like maybe Magellan's carries it and bought a bunch of them ahead
amazing.
Of time.
Because that looks like it would be something kind of useful for my trip to Norway.
No, I'm thinking of sending you my case, but I'm going to the hardware show May 1st.
No, you need it.
No, I was going to take it to the hardware show, but...
Best new travel gear's got a lot of reviews, a lot of positive reviews. What's the deal with the Evolution pillow? It's a memory foam traveling pillow. That looks good, too. I need both
of these.
Yeah, but
can you put your iPad in it?
Not if you want it to be comfortable.
No.
How could this be? Maybe that special pleather is very limited in production.
Yeah, because, you know, polyurethane, where are you going to get that?
Where are you going to get that? They're not making more polyurethanes.
No. You know, the polyurethane sheep.
Yeah.
Have been sheared within an inch of their life.
That's what's taken so long. They've got to grow the thane back.
You know what? I wonder if it hasn't been shipped yet, and I'll tell you why. Because I had a friend who went out to the travel show and said to me, "I found this really neat thing at the travel show, and I believe they introduced it there." So I'm wondering if their order.
Oh.
Just got totally messed up, and when they got back after the travel show, found that it was not coming when
all
they
right.
thought.
I'm going to look on eBay because somebody said there's one on eBay for $10.
But what?
Nah, it can't be the same one.
Can't be.
No, the Amazing Case, right?
Yeah. Well, there's two different. Yeah, there's Amazing Case for a very small one for iPads only.
Oh, that's probably the amazing iPad case. That's what it probably is. No, I want because it looks like it's like a briefcase that then turns into something that hangs over the chair.
Absolutely, yeah. And it has a handle for just carrying it in your hand. And hidden inside is a shoulder strap for over your shoulder. Hidden in there are the straps that it goes around the snack table. You bring the snack table down, wrap this around, then put the snack table back up, and that brings this thing straight up with the viewing pad right in front of you. It's very cleverly worked out.
I want one, but they can't sell it. It says available to order. Well, I'm confused because the website says available to order, but then when you say add it to cart, it says you can't get it. Sorry.
You know, I'll try and find out Monday. I'll call them.
Yeah. Would you? Tell them Leo sent you.
Yeah, I will. Yeah. I'll see if I can't get them to spring one for you.
Well, that's all right. I don't. Anyway, let's take a break because coming up in just a little bit, I've got a piece of crap to share. And you've got a Warehouse Friday visit.
Yes.
And we've got letters, too. In fact, we got a bunch of letters I got to read. But first, let's talk a little bit about VastConference.com. Do you know about this company? Have we mentioned this on the show before?
Once time, yep.
You do know.
Very impressive.
Yeah. Yes. I just had a Vast conference call the other day. You know, and it's kind of, I have to say, every once in a while we'll meet with vendors and they'll say, oh, we're going to do a conference call. And they go through one of those free conference calling sites. And it's so embarrassing. I mean, it's just, first of all, it's kind of cheesy, right? But the other thing is it doesn't have anywhere near the features of the call quality of Vast. And I want to say, oh, gosh, guys, you ought to get Vast Conference. First of all, fiber optic network, fiber optic switches for so much better call quality than the VoIP-based conference systems. I mean, really clear. They have a management console that is superb. It allows you to record any call instantly as an MP3 file right through the conference bridge. You don't need any special equipment. They've got detailed usage tracking, billing codes for internal accounting. And what's a great customer service team, if you ever have any trouble, they do above and beyond customer service that is second to none. But best of all, it's very affordable. You get two numbers when you sign up for your Vast account. In fact, you can do that right now free. The first number is a toll number, you know, regular toll number, 2.5 cents a minute. But you also get an 800 number for 6 cents a minute. So, and then you can use them both on the same call. So you can give the client, you know, the guy you're pitching, for instance, on a sales call, an 800 number because it's classy. But then all the employees have to use the toll number to save money, that kind of thing. Sign-up's fast and easy. There are no commitments, no contracts. You pay only for the calls you host. And if you use the offer code GizWiz right now at VastConference.com, you can get a free account with two calls free, up to 300 minutes. So that would be like two calls times five callers, 30 minutes. That'd be 300 minutes, something like that. So you get two conference calls free. If you're planning a conference call in the near future, I really love you to try Vast Conference. It's very, very easy to use. Very good. I'd show you our dashboard. I did it once before. It has all the phone numbers in it. It was kind of a mistake. So I won't be doing that, but I will say if you try it, let me know how you like it. I think you will. VastConference.com. And don't forget, the offer code is GizWiz. You don't have to make reservations. You can have a conference call at the drop of a hat anytime. It allows you to have, I think, up to 300 people. Let me see. Yeah, up to 300 people in a single call. It's got a live call manager that's superb. You can record each track individually, which I love. So you heard each person has their own recording. Just very powerful. VastConference.com. Use the offer code GizWiz for two calls free. Dick, if you would do the honors, I believe it's time for the turkey to gobble. The turkey gobbles at midnight.
Yes, I'm going to do something unusual. We're going to have two different letter things because before I do my intro,
yes,
I'm going to read a letter.
Oh, this is confusing.
George Wood. Yes, George Wood writes, greetings from the UK.
Yes.
Both the old and the new Turn the Table Turkey jingle were written and recorded by me.
Oh, we gave somebody else credit. I'm sorry,
he said,
George.
I'm sure Dan Ludes doesn't want to take the blame for my less than stellar vocals. By the way, I've been in touch with Dan Ludes and Paul Minchell.
All of whom do jingles for us, yeah.
Yes, all right. With the intention of collaborating on some music, and we'll keep you posted.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Wouldn't that be cool? That's neat. You can keep up to date on my songs at SoundCloud. So he's soundcloud.com/George-Wood. Thank you, George. And with that, with the credit given where credit is due.
Yes.
Now blame must be placed where blame is due.
Yes.
Because, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Leo Laporte's one and only Turn the Table Turkey.
Hello, Dickie D. Hello to our good friend,
yes,
little Georgie
Wood.
Yes,
okay, so what is it? Let's see. It's either got to be a phone case.
Yes.
Is it either one of those?
Nope.
No?
It's something I'm going to take to the NAB show with me.
Oh, a bulletproof vest.
Yes. Oh, you know, that would be handy. Why didn't I think of that?
If your fans are going to be there, I would take it.
Well, we use the word fan very loosely in that context.
Yeah.
No, I wanted to. I've wanted to do this for some time. You know, when we go to an event, we bring hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of gear. We bring 20 people, and I hunger for the old days, the good old days when we would go to an event and just be me, a man, and his microphone out there in the wilderness, collecting goodies like little berries off a tiny shriveled up bush. It would be the hunter-gatherer.
I don't think there are any berries at the NAB.
It'd be the hunter-gatherer of broadcasters. Now I've got a whole entourage. Takes all the fun out of it. So I want to get back to my roots. So what I've been looking for, and you've heard me talk about this, is a digital microphone that I can use to record to my iPhone or iPad. You know, Apple changed this 30-pin connector. It used to have an analog pass-through, so you could use anything that had analog output, you could pass it. But now it has to be digital, and it has to work with the 30-pin connector. So I've been looking and looking. Now, I've ordered, and I'm going to do a review of, I've already done it for Before You Buy, a mic that I love called the Apogee, $179. It's very nice. Connects directly to the iPhone or the iPad. Great quality. I really love the app, but it's back ordered. And I'm not going to get it till after NAB. So I said, oh, crud. And I went on Amazon and I found something and I was suspicious. Dick, you know me. I am not gullible. I do not fall for things like the Euro Club or the amazing piano that folds up into the pocket of your shoes. I do not fall for magnetic coats. I don't believe in those things. So when they told me,
what do you believe in?
I believe in a good scotch and a fine dog by my side. That's what I believe. When they told me that I could get a microphone that did all these things I talked about, it was digital. It was USB. It had great quality, and it also had an XLR input, so it could be used as a standard microphone. I said, "You're joshing me."
Surely you jest.
For $52.30, never. I said, but yes, it's true. This is it. The Audio Technica. They make good mics, by the way. This is the ATR 2100 USB mic, and just look at all the stuff you get. It's a dynamic mic with an on-off switch. Looks kind of like, you know, the traditional handheld mic you see around. But look at the bottom, and suddenly everything is different. First of all, it does have a standard professional XLR connector, so it can be used in situations like here in the studio where a traditional microphone would be used. It comes with its own mic cable. This looks like a 3 or 4 foot cable.
Yeah.
That's part one. It also comes with a mic stand, a tripod, and an adapter that would go on any mic stand. This is a traditional adapter. It also comes with a USB cable. Wait a minute, you might say. What is that? On the bottom here. What is that? On the bottom here is a USB connector. I should also point out there's a headphone jack so that you can monitor your recordings.
Wow.
And there's a volume control on it. So all of this is on the bottom of the mic. The USB is a standard USB connector, so you can connect it to a computer very easily, Windows or Mac. But I also have the camera connection kit. This is the $30 part that you get for the iPhone and the iPad that turns USB into the 30-pin connector. Now, I tried it on the iPhone, and it did not work. However, I tried it on the iPad, and it worked great. In fact, this is going to the microphone light comes on when you connect it to the iPad.
Oh, you can
use any software that you would use to record. I used Audioboo. In fact, if you want, I'll play you what I recorded. You know about Audioboo. In fact, this is probably how I'm going to do some segments from the floor. Audioboo is the software I used when I was in China that lets me record onto my iPhone or iPad a little blog post, let's say, and then upload it, automatically uploads it to my blog. So just before the show began, I did that. And if you go to leoville.com, you'll be able to listen directly to the recording I made. But let me play this. This is a little recording.
Yeah, do it.
So this is from this mic, the ATR2100, directly into my iPad using Audioboo. I'll play this back and then upload it automatically. Hello, Audioboo.
To the
and
internet.
Everybody in Audioboo land, Leo Laporte here. And I'm just testing another in a long series of microphones. Designed to be used, it's a USB mic and a regular X.
Doesn't that sound good?
Yeah.
Now, I also...
You know what? I thought you would... it's so funny. I didn't even tell the changeover.
No. This is a recording that I made directly on the Mac from the USB port.
Penelope Chumley raised her azure eyes from the crabbed scenario. She meandered among the congeries of her memoirs. There was the kinetic Algernon, a choleric artificer of icons and triptychs, who wanted to write a trilogy. For years she had stifled her risibilities with dour moods. Her asthma caused him to suff like a zephyr among the tamarack.
So, I don't know what I just said. But anyway, that's... Now, one thing I noticed, a little bit of popping, right? But that's not unexpected when you're working a microphone pretty close. So you do have to be careful. I would work the microphone probably not right up close to your mouth and speak over it so that you avoid the popping. But I'm going to bring this out in the field and use this as a field recording mic with my iPad. I mean, amazing. And what's really cool is I can then take these recordings and upload them to the internet using a service like Audioboo or SoundCloud right away and share them with the world. So the lack of a pop filter is kind of a negative, but I have the same problem. You notice I have a very large pop filter on my PR40 here in the studio. But I do think that this sounds pretty much, it's as good as a $52 mic. It sounds as good as anything I've heard for that price. So if you want to hear directly without the podcast in the way, you can go to leoville.com and there's a blog post from April 14th that has that audio that I just played for you on it. I think this is a great buy. Again, it's from Audio Technica, which Audio Technica makes some decent, inexpensive microphones. This is the
actually that was an Audio Technica mic on my Riverside.
That sounded good.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm glad you got a better mic.
Yeah.
Which one was that? Because that sounded very good.
It's a tiny little lapel mic with a very long cable, and it has its own little built inline amplifier.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That's cool. So, this is the Audio Technica ATR2100. They have a 1200. Don't get confused. I did. The $1,217. This is not that. It's the 2100, 2100, and it says USB on it. And it comes with a USB cable, although I'm going to replace the long USB cable it comes with a retractable one because that'll be a little bit easier to get around with. A tripod, a microphone holder. It's a standard microphone holder, the same kind that you'll see with other mics that will work on any microphone stand. Let's see, what else does it come with? Oh, yeah, and the XLR cable so that you can use it. You know, watch this. I'm going to just take it and plug it directly into... I'm going to unplug my microphone here that I'm using, the Heil PR40, which is a $300 microphone. Unplug it.
What Leo doesn't know is that...
And now I've plugged it back in. And this is not the Heil PR40. This is a $52 Audio-Technica microphone. And I think it sounds just as good. Just as good. Don't you think?
Well, it's a touch a more hollow.
Yeah,
but,
a little
but I mean,
but not
it's
a lot.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
No, it's amazing.
I mean, very close. It's hard to tell the difference. You know, good enough for $52.
With a professional voice like yours, you really need the more expensive mic.
Well, this microphone's solid gold, and I find that very nice. It's a little brighter, yes, absolutely, but given the cost, I think.
Oh, no, with $52 for
mic.
The kit.
Yep. You find it on Amazon, and I'm sure other places as well. The ATR 2100 USB, my turn the table. Turkey. Now, ladies and gentlemen, please pay no attention to that strange squeegee man down the street. We're on a mission. We've got to walk all the way down Broadway before sunset, hang a left at Vine, cut over to Hollywood, then up the Holy Grail, the 405, where we take a left at Amsterdam Street and 53rd, and there, looming above us, made of solid stone and moss, I'm not sure which is holding which together, it's Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away,
ho-ho!
He takes them out to play.
Ho-ho!
In Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Dicky D, the Gadget Guy.
Leo, how you doing?
Hey, Ricardo. Como estás, señor?
Leo, I'm doing a little something different for this Gadget Warehouse.
Did you shave your mustache?
Because
you sound like you shaved your mustache.
No, no, it's just this $57 mic. I didn't go for the 57. This is my $17 mic.
Oh, you're using
No, I thought we would talk about something that's not in the warehouse, but in honor of the passing of Jack Tramiel this past week.
You know, we have not even marked that, but that is a big deal.
That is a big deal because Jack Tramiel was 83. Did you ever meet him, Leo?
I never met the man. Now, he, for a while, ran Commodore. He bought Atari.
Exactly. He brought the first home computer, the Commodore PET, to the marketplace, 1977, Consumer Electronics Show in Chicago. Back in those days, it was twice yearly. There was a Chicago summer show and then the Vegas Winter Show. So he introduced the Commodore PET, did very big in the educational field. Then when the Apple II and Atari came along, they went to color. The PET was still monochromatic. He came out with the VIC-20, and then the largest selling computer ever, the Commodore 64.
Wow.
And according to the New York Times, the Commodore 64 was the best-selling home computer of all time. The VIC-20 was the first mini computer that sold 1 million units. And then, as you said, did you know that Time Warner originally owned Atari? Actually, Warner owned Atari, and they sold it off to Jack Tramiel, who ran Atari for a while. Something else I didn't know, I was just wondering, I wonder if anybody's selling any used VIC-20s on Commodore 64s on the web. The company has a modern version of it.
That's a better way to put it. Yes. Somebody bought
company.
The brand, yeah.
Yes. And you can...
It's got a PC in it, though, doesn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Well, you can. It can run Windows. It will open up. It will open up with the blue text Windows. You
How
know,
funny.
With this, isn't that a riot? And then you can boot into whatever you put
Anything
in it.
You're
you
in
can
the
buy
for.
It with a Blu-ray player if you want. They range from $345 to $1,300. But and I met him twice. Just you know. For minutes at CES, and he always had a big cigar. He looked a little disheveled. It was sort of like you're talking to somebody who was selling computers that had fallen off the back of a truck.
Right.
But he was wildly successful and really has earned a place in the history of computers. So for the letters today, I asked people on Facebook, just send me any quickie memories you have of Commodore. And that'll sort of round out a little tribute to Jack Tramiel.
Oh, what a good idea. Yeah. He was quite the character, I got to say.
Yeah, he was. As do you are yourself.
Is that the? Do you have a gadget, or is that just to that?
No. That was just to talk about.
You had a moment, didn't you? You choked up a little bit there, didn't you?
I did. I thought, you know, when my friend had one of the VIC-20s, I thought, you know, I like this. But do I like it more than my Atari? I also had like $4,000 into my Atari.
You and I are Atari guys. That's exactly right. My first was the 400, then I got an 800, and I loved my Atari. That was a great computer. It was kind of, you know, more like a clone of the Apple than it was the Commodore. You're lucky you didn't buy the Commodore. They were kind of junky, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I wish I could throw my Atari stuff out.
You have it still?
Leo, I have everything.
Dick, I'll buy it from you. Are you kidding?
Now I have the disk drive.
Oh,
I have the 800 XL.
I spent so much money on that. I will. I'll pay all the shipping. Box it up, and I will pay all the shipping.
I would love to send it to you.
I'm going
to
do an Atari show.
Oh, okay. I'll say, yeah, perfect.
I'll do it in black and white.
Oh,
I'll wear a skinny tie, a short sleeve white shirt, black glasses with thick frames. And I'll just say, welcome,
everybody.
And how
is that different from how you're dressed now?
It's the Atari 400 show for people. First, we're going to type in a listing now. This is a game that will play tic-tac-toe on the 400. It's only 3,000 lines of code. Don't make any mistakes now.
Leo, one of the letters, I'm just going to jump ahead now because it fits right here. If you go to meatfighter.com,
meatfighter.com. Meatfighter? That's the name of it?
I know, meatfighter.com/mad.
Is he a vegetarian?
I have no idea. It was.
Or does he fight with meat? It's very confusing.
I don't know. Gavin Lent, L-E-N-D-T, says, speaking of the Commodore 64, did you ever talk to Leo about the Mad Computer Program from issue 258, October 1985?
Featuring the Mad Computer Program.
Right.
You'll know the age because the picture of Alfred E. Newman says, what, me, Goonie?
Yes. And in that issue, Leo, is the code to type into the Commodore 64, the Atari 800. Yes, keep scrolling down. There's all the code. So you would type in all this code, and then after 20 minutes or however long it would take you to type in this code, when you scroll down, you'll see what your printer would finally print out.
Use your program and money. Enter into your computer the logo and Alfred E. Newman face. Here's the Commodore code. Wow. It's long. Oh, my goodness.
It's long because there's the IBM. Look at the IBM code.
You've got to spring for a color card for your unit or this program will not work. So you've got, first of all, you've got only 15 lines of BASIC, but then you've got to enter in all the data. Oh, my goodness. I've done this, by the way. This is crazy. Oh, boy.
Look at that page. If you're just listening, it's like a page of
It's just numbers. I'll read you line 690. Data, minus 41, minus 19, minus 41, minus 27, 44, minus 14, 43, 20, minus 22, 13, minus 22, 14, 8, 46, 2, and 42. Now, by the way, there was a tiny typo in those numbers that I read to you. And if you get that wrong, nothing will work.
Right. Yes, you typed this entire page of code.
Oh, my goodness.
Make sure you get it all right.
Wait a minute. I'm not done. There's more.
After the break, there's more code. Oh, it's like three pages of tiny type.
Okay. Now, fortunately, there's a bunch of great Sergio Aragonese.
Oh, they had to do something.
Marginalia around it. Oh, my God. But when we finally get to the end, is this what it's going to print out?
Yes. All the way at the bottom.
Yeah,
keep going.
Here's the Apple version. Oh, my God. Look at all the data statements. Okay. Now, we're going to run this in AppleWin, the Apple II emulator. Should I run this?
Well, you can. It's slow. Or you can see what it is at the bottom. Either one.
Okay. So it's running. Oh, I got to make this full screen. This is what a computer looked like in these days, kids.
Yeah.
Holy moly. I got to go full screen. I guess I can't.
Yeah. It's running the code while the computer's deciding, was that a 7 or that a 17?
Working. Yes. Oh, and my God. It's going to print out. That's actually kind of cool. It prints out a picture. First, it's doing the listing. I guess that's what it had to do as it reads the code in. Now it's running.
There it goes.
That's what all these data statements are doing. They were actually XY dots.
And it's slowly making a black and white Alfie Newman very slowly. This is an outline. This is not a photo of Alfie Newman. This is a black and white outline.
Wait a minute. It says, wow.
The logo starts to work.
Somebody really worked hard on this.
And then the logo gets filled in again, just in outline form. And then amazingly, it says, "What me worry?"
Wow. Yeah. Look at that. That's a computer program.
Yeah.
Oh, here's a scalable vector graphics version.
I wonder where that was.
Now I just downloaded on the internet, and it's a wow. That is something. Yeah. And by the way, you can download the source code here. It's all on this website. You know what? That is really a great thing that he did. That is very, very cool. So this is meatfighter.com, the Wiener Warrior, and he's got quite a few interesting posts there. This guy's obviously very interesting. Wow.
And it's meatfighter.com and then /mad for the mad program, but he, as Leo said, he has a lot of other stuff up
there. Yeah, it's worth going there. So, yeah, meatfighter.com/mad. Wow. Wow, Dick, that's really cool. That is really cool.
Good. See, we learned a lot. I didn't do an actual gadget, but now I know I have a place to send my Atari stuff.
I am so excited. I only had an 800. I never got an XL. I'm so excited.
Oh, yeah.
That has 48K of RAM, Dick. I don't know if you know that.
Oh, no, and I think I have. I might have sprung for an extra $100
RAM
cartridge.
Module? An extra 12K?
Yeah, memory was like, it was like a whole back of the computer. There were four slots, and it was $100, what, for 8K?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yes. This is what you missed, kids.
Apple and you and your iPads. You think you're so smart.
You and your GUIs.
We were out there. We were typing. Fingers to the bone.
Can you imagine typing in all those data statements? And I did, and many others did too.
Because seriously, if one digit is off, it's not going to run, right?
Well, in that case, you probably just have a dot in a weird spot. That's all.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Wouldn't be too bad, I don't think.
And our letters are continuing with memories of Commodore. You'll love this too, Leo. Gary NASA, NASSAR, Jerry, GERRY, NASA says, I received the Commodore 64 for Christmas 1986, and I loved it. I had the data cassette player to load games. It could take up to half an hour for a game to load, which was infuriating, but the anticipation was half the fun. The best game was Bubble Bobble. David Mackey says, I had damn near every Commodore computer ever marketed, with the exception of the original PET, which my computer teacher in high school never stopped raving about. If you typed in programs from Compute Magazine, remember Compute Magazine?
Oh, yeah. I typed in a lot of those programs. Some
of the programs actually did work. I hooked up a modem and went online for the first time in 1985. there were no machines matched the early Commodores. Gary Oppenheimer, CEO of Ample Harvest. The Commodore PET was a real computer. I programmed them. The C64 were toys.
Yes.
Graphic and music were good, but they were not for the fledgling business market.
Right.
And then finally, John Little says, Dick, I learned more about programming and basic and machine language from my C64 than anything since. My C64 monitor still works. And I like playing the sales cartridge every so often. It was years ahead of any other PC when it was in its heyday. So anyway, some fun memories of Commodore. And remember, you can still buy one to this day.
Yeah, but it's fake. It's not.
Yeah.
I have a joystick back here that Jerry Ellsworth gave me that was sold. As in fact, you see these still. I got an Atari joystick too. They have a bunch of the games from the Commodore 64 built into it. And she built a back door in. And if you do the right code, you can launch you get the whole Commodore 64 in a joystick.
Really?
That they sold for like $25.99.
Wow. Yeah.
Here, I'll show you. It's back in the cupboard there. One of these days, we'll set it up and we'll do some stuff.
Good.
I guess we're out of time.
I guess we are.
Well, Dick, just let me know
I
how much the shipping
well
is
spent.
On that.
Oh, well. That's my own.
You're the judge of that. I want to thank you for taking your Saturday afternoon off to be with us, both you and the people at home. And remind everybody that we'll be back next Saturday with a weekly Daily Gizwiz. The week after, I'm going to be in Norway for the Nordic Light Festival, but we'll figure out. We'll have somebody do the show with you, Dick.
Yes. Someone in the chat room says, anybody but John Dvorak.
Yeah, no, he won't do it. I can promise you. What else? If you want to go to the NAB show.
Yep.
Yes, I'll tell you about that in a second. But if you want to go to the NAB show.
Yes.
If you go to twit.tv, we've got a coupon for free emission. Actually, just use the offer code TWIT. And then $100 off if you want to get the full conference package. If you use TWIT100 is the offer code. And we will be at NAB Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of this coming week. So come by and say hi. And yes, if you want to play the What the Heck Is It contest, I can tell you exactly where to do that. It's gizwiz.biz, gizwiz.biz. That's where Dickie D lives. Notes, show notes from all the gadgets he talked about, but also click that What the Heck Is It button on the right, and you'll get a chance to figure out what these Smurf brass knuckles might be. 12 Mad Magazines autographed by Dickie D for the right answer, 24 for the best cute, silly answers, and you get the Buxom Lady Liberty issue, May-June issue.
May-June issue.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sir.
Man, that's hot. All right.
Yeah. And how many national monuments can you say that
that's,
about?
That's, yeah, I kind of, the George Washington.
Abraham Lincoln, he was not a hottie,
no,
but the statue.
No. But the Washington Memorial in Washington, D.C., that's pretty hot. Thank you, Dickie D. Thank you, everybody. We do the show 2:30 thereabouts Pacific time, 5:30 Eastern time. That would be 21:30 UTC. Somebody said, Leo, you hate the flyover states. You figure it out. I don't know mountain and central time. I don't know. It's something like that. Something like 4:30 mountain time, central time, something like that. At twit.tv. Do watch, though. I don't care where you are. You got to watch live. If you don't, you can always get a copy of audio or video directly from the horse's mouth or the Twit website if you don't have a horse handy. Thank you.
And you can hear the other half, the other end of the horse
Go to the horse. That's right. Dick, thank you so much. Have a great week. I'll see you next time.
I'll be here. We have a good time. It's fun. I love it.
Yeah. All right. I got to do iPad today now.
Oh, okay. Very good. Hey, chat room, I'm going to get out of here fast so Leah can go to another show. Thanks, chat room. Bye.
Bye-bye.
And I'll see you next Saturday.
See you Saturday.
Okay, Leo, take care.
Bye. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.